Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sharon Whiteman here. I co-host this call every Saturday with Diana Hunter and Gary Knapp, and we're excited and privileged to be here with each and every one of you. We'd like to acknowledge you for listening either live or down the track. We know that success leaves clues, and today is no exception to that. We're extremely lucky to have Karen Dennis. Her schedule is very busy because she's just a driving force for good for Australasia, and she's been busy helping people all around the country be successful in their goals in partnering with Manatech, whether that's wellness, mission, or purpose, or income. A little bit about Karen's background. Karen is a passionate and dedicated Manatech associate. She was a nurse, a single mom with four kids, and she had three jobs. She saw the benefits of this technology immediately when she was introduced. She set out to help people, change lives, and make a difference, and hasn't stopped. Karen believes that the wellness stream and the business stream are married together and that people naturally share with others if they're supported properly. Karen is motivated, she's a passionate educator, and she's a businesswoman and a model for other women who choose to make a difference with their financial balance sheet. She's known for just getting down to business no matter what challenges are being experienced around her. You've probably met Karen at some of the regional training events. She's exceptionally skillful in training and supporting people to be successful. So Karen is also an Associate of the Year awardee. She's twice. She's International Giving Spirit awardee, and she's in the top 20 International Business Builders list. So Karen, thank you for being on our call.
My pleasure, Sharon, as always. And thank you for having these calls. Thank you, Diana and Gary and yourself, because they are such an incredible resource for everybody. You know, all my team download your these recordings, go back into the archive, put them on CDs, and they're just so helpful to educate people. So we're very grateful to you, Sharon. So it's a small thing for me to come on and help.
Thank you, Karen. And again, there's so many people partnering with Manatech right now in Australasia. It's great to give a little bit of a history and a background. We all come to Manatech from in some unique way. What was your start with Manatech?
Well, my start with Manatech 12 and a half years ago was I was a nurse, as you said, with three jobs. Two of my jobs were involved with children with multiple disabilities, and we used to take them away for weekends and school holidays, and I did a lot of in-home work with ventilated children as well. But I was actually at the South Bank Markets and had a girl with red curly hair in a wheelchair, and a man ran after me proclaiming there was this amazing new technology discovery about a missing food group because of our food declining so much. And I'm thinking, yes, I already knew all that, and I took some vitamins and took supplements. But he was telling me all this, and he lent me a tape, and that's it, how quickly technology changes. It was a tape, not a CD, 12 and a half years ago. And that happened to be Dr. Omolchuk, the Canadian doctor who'd had an incredible result after having a massive aneurysm with taking glyconutrients. I did listen to that tape and I was really blown away and thought, well, if this is half true, I wanted to know more. So I went to a meeting. I rang back the person who lent me the tape. I was one of those lucky ones that actually rang back because he didn't get my phone number. You always should get their phone number, I might add. But I did ring back because I was so fascinated and went to a meeting and was really blessed to go to the meetings, Lee and Christine at their home. Lee and Christine Eaton, who were my upline presidentials, and it was just such a great blessing because Lee knew so much about the product. He was so into the science and the technology, and that was really the focus of those meetings back then. We didn't talk much about the business. It was all about the products, the technology, and the whole concept of cellular communication was just mind-blowing. Interesting, and it still is, and it's one of those things that's just going to change the health of the world, and it is in many, many thousands of people's lives. I'm very grateful to Lee and Christine for that early training. I'll be forever grateful, and yes, we don't realise how much the things that happen sow seeds into other people's lives through what they taught me. I've taught so many who've taught so many, and thousands of people's lives have been improved and saved even because of those initial meetings and their diligence. And it went from there. My mother had a lot of health challenges suddenly come upon her after retiring to the Sunshine Coast after being on an organic farm for years, so interesting. And she had incredible results with the products, and I guess my initial motivating factor was to help the children I looked after at which I had some success. I had some disappointment because my superiors weren't that keen. So that was a battle right from the beginning. But I did win on a few. And so often that's an important thing, to keep up that battle. We can get stopped and said, oh no, this is what my superiors told me, we can't make promises to the parents, and they sort of refused to let me talk to a lot of the parents. But I still did to a few and had success and got threatened with losing my job. My three different jobs all got threatened. But people got results because I did it anyway, and that just gave me huge impetus. So I basically went on a mission, as Christine Eaton used to say, to save the world. I'm still on that mission. And as a result of helping so many people with their health, my business just grew. Other people caught the passion. I've got a lot of leaders in my team who, the same as me, didn't come in initially for the business. But because they've helped so many people, a business just grew. And now they're learning, and very successfully, a lot of them. Anne Everingham, a classic example, you're building a fantastic business. I've got some terrific leaders, new executive, Cole Buckner, that are just really taking on this mission of helping people with their health, and as a result, building a business. But there's some skills involved in that too, so that becomes part of the learning. So that's basically my story, Sharon. It just grew and grew. I attended everything. I went to my first manifest. We've got manifest coming up next year. And of course, we're in that incentive for that now. And I went to my first manifest as a regional director, and that was an absolute turning point. I've only missed one manifest since then. This will be my, I think, 12th or 13th coming up next year. So that's incredible. National conventions, I've never missed them. And now, of course, the fabulous thing we have is these super regionals, and I just can't encourage people to get to super regionals enough. I think there's one in Melbourne today, actually. So that's very exciting for Melbourne. I heard Rhea's on the call. I know she'll be going to that, and one of her team as well. So the super regionals in Newcastle, we've had three. They've just been outstanding. There's one coming up in the Gold Coast on the 16th of May, and one in Brisbane on the 13th of June. Make sure you get to these, because the training and just mixing with like-minded people, we're doing something outside the box, and we all have rejection. We all have people who won't listen to us. We all have family members who won't listen to us, and we can't afford to be deflated, because it's such an important mission. So that's why attending the events and mixing with these very unique people that Manatech Associates are, we're real champions in the world. There's so much bad out there. The media is just promoting so many and encouraging so many unhealthy things and knocking good things. So we really are very important people in society and in the world, I believe. So we need all the encouragement and support we can get.
Well, the topic of today is about leadership, and it's such a broad topic, isn't it? There's so many elements that are important, and they seem to vary in importance at different times in each individual's journey. So I know you had some specific things to share with us, Karen. What did you want to share with us?
I do exactly want to talk about leadership. And I think something we need to do, we are in a business here. And if we want to help more people, we need more people. We need more people in our business. So I think it's important to begin with the end in mind and where you're going and what you're wanting to do. Whether you're motivated by feeding lots of children, providing better for your family and having a luxury lifestyle, which is perfectly okay to want. Whether you're just motivated by helping people, whatever it is, you need to sort of work out a way that that's going to be achieved. And the bottom line is, to build this business, you not only need people in your team who want to build the business, you need people in your team who are prepared to become leaders. And there's a difference. There's a difference between being a business builder and becoming a leader, because you need leaders who are then going to lead their own team. Now, they need to be able to lead their own team, because that's what gives you your secure and passive income. Until you've got leaders in your team who can lead their own team, you don't have security and you don't have that sort of ongoing passive income. And if you don't have leaders building under you, your business will become stagnant and drop back. It's as simple as that. You can keep adding people, but if you don't have other leaders taking over and joining with you, it does tend to slow down. And I know that, because that's happened to me. And it's not because there's anything wrong with Manatech. It's not because people don't have money. It's simply because you don't have the leaders under you. That's what gives you your business for growth, sharing the load. That's the whole principle of network marketing. And I know a lot of people might be thinking, well, I can't find any leaders. Where are they? Others have got leaders developing under them, but I can't. That's what I'd really like to address today, Sharon, because I feel I've worked a few things out from a lot of up and downs myself and pushing myself to grow. I've worked a lot of things out, but I've also had great instruction from other leaders. And one of my absolute heroes in Manatech is Platinum Presidential Don Partridge. And I know a lot of people on this call, including you, Sharon, would share that respect that I have for him. And one of the reasons I have so much respect for Don is I've got to know him personally, and I know what I'll put it bluntly, like he does, he had major personality problems, and he still has a challenge. And when he started to build the business, he just couldn't get on with people. He has a very blunt, abrasive, did have, personality, and he had to really work on that to be able to build relationships with people. And he's undergone major change to be this massively successful Platinum Presidential. The whole of South Africa is in his business, just as one thing. He's got all these other incredible leaders in his organisation. He's achieved the ultimate. He's got massive leadership under him. He's got that secure passive income because of having all those leaders under him. And that's what I'd really like us all to think about today, is that's what we're really aspiring for, not just how many more customers can I get, can I find some business builders. It's I need leaders to make my business secure. And the older I get, the more important that comes, because the older you get, the more you think about your future security and all the uncertainties of superannuation and unemployment. Economists are saying now by the year 2030, 50% of the jobs in the world are going to be gone. It's just a massive, massive change coming in society because of robots and all sorts of other things. It's really important to think about the security. But anyway, getting back to Don, I have some really great articles and I've studied a lot of the things he's written on success and on his challenges and what he had to overcome. And I'd just like to read one short paragraph, which is harsh, but true, if you can take it. And this is what he says. He says, there is only one reason your business fails, and that is because it does not have a leader others can believe in. A leader who believes in himself, a leader who knows without a doubt the value and promise of network marketing. So he's basically saying to have a business that grows, you have to be the leader that others can believe in, and you have to believe in yourself, and you have to know without a doubt the value and promise of network marketing. So I'd sort of like to expand on that a bit. So here's the thing. If you want to attract leaders into your business, the bottom line is you have to become one. I saw a wonderful cartoon that Mandy Morelli did once at a leadership training we had of Peanuts, a cartoon. And he said, I am a leader. And then he looked around to see if anyone was following him. And that was sort of the joke of it. That's how you know. Is anyone following you? It was very good. I wish I could sort of project that visual onto the phone. The thing is, you have to believe in yourself, obviously, and your ability to become a leader. And you have to know without doubt the value and the promise of network marketing. Because once you believe in yourself as a leader, others will follow you. That's really the key. So how do you do that? How do you believe in yourself? How do you believe in network marketing? Well, there's a lot of things, but this is essentially what all the personal development is about. This is why Robert Kiyosaki says that personal development is the most important thing you get out of a network marketing business. This is why we have the TOMS program. The books, the CDs. The CDs are very inspirational and motivational. But the books are where you really get the training and the honing on personal issues about how to develop yourself and how to see what programs are maybe in your way. I'm actually doing the scrolls in the latest book, The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. Well, it's not the latest. There's another one out, but I haven't got it yet. But the one from Life DP, the scrolls, I'm doing that. It takes diligence to do that, 3 times a day to be reading these scrolls. But I'm already feeling the benefit, and that's been one of the secrets of my success. I continually strive to improve myself. Well, I shouldn't say continually, because I've had lapses where I haven't. But I know when my business is static or going back a bit, it's because of me. It's because I'm not pushing myself forward and working on improving myself. It's not just about working, it's about improving me, because what's coming to me is going to reflect where I'm at. One book I highly recommend for any associates who really do want to become a leader and build this business and have that secure passive income, the book I think that is absolutely essential is The Leadership Revolution by Chris Brady and Oren Woodward. It's an absolute classic. There's so many good leadership books and you learn so much from leadership books, but this book goes through step by step the different levels of leadership. So you can sort of see the level one level. Am I at that? You can analyse what things you've already achieved and maybe what things you need to work on. So it gives you the clues where you can identify and work on yourself. And if you can look at it, that sort of book, it's just all laid out. It's a must if you want to become a leader and if you want to have others follow you. And that's my message today. If you want others to follow you, you have to become it first. And I think sometimes, and I've done this, you just hope that person will come along. I came along for the person who enrolled me and he's not even in the business anymore. They're fluke situations and you can't rely on that to happen. That's why I think it's so important. If we want it to happen, we have to do ourselves first. That's why you need to read books on network marketing too, to really convince yourself. I have a lot of new people. I had one in Newcastle just recently say to me that they're getting a lot of people saying, oh, this is pyramid selling, and copying this comment back from people. And I said straight out to this new associate, he's just a regional director, just qualified, it's because of your belief. You're getting these comments because you're not believing network marketing, because that's exactly what happened to me. And I used to cop it all the time, and so I studied it. I read Robert Kiyosaki's got so many good books, The Business School, The Business of the 21st Century. Read these books. This Eric Worre, who's going to be the guest speaker at Manifest. Manifest is worth going to just to hear him. He is amazing. He runs this huge networking pro website and training, and just to get this belief, this is the most amazing business model in the world. There's more millionaires coming out of network marketing than anything. But if we don't really understand that it's how powerful it is, we'll continue to cop the fact. It's not what can I say when they say it. It gets back to you. Everything, this is my message of today, it's all back to you. This is how you can change your business, by just changing your own belief, and you won't attract those comments. There's a really fabulous movie that I recommend everybody watches if they haven't seen it already. It's Kung Fu Panda. It's got so much wisdom in that movie, and it's about this big kung fu panda who has to win this scroll or earn this scroll because he's the best kung fu person in all of China. I won't tell you the punchline of what's on the scroll, but that's the real key. The movie is about, you know, finding this scroll, how you can be this great person. That's what's on the scroll. So I really recommend that movie. It's fabulous. Anyway, so this is a serious business. It's a business. You can become a millionaire. You can save millions of children's lives. You can provide your family with all their dreams and your dreams. Dreams can become a reality. I've had a lot of dreams come true. I never dreamt when I joined this business at 51 that I'd travel the world 2 and 3 times a year, that I'd stay in beautiful accommodation. I didn't even dream I'd have my own house, actually. I'd pretty much given up that that was ever going to be a reality. And now I do. I have my own home. I have a beautiful car. I have beautiful friends. I have a wonderful life. And you can have that. This offers it all. You don't have to be staying where you are. But here's the thing. The key to success in any business is knowing what's necessary to make the business a success. Developing the skills and expertise. We have to do that. And So often, I think because this business is so easy to get into, it's a relatively low entry level. 598 for the business, it's nothing when you think of the potential, and you get product for that amount anyway. I paid $1,375 when I started, and most people did. Even that was a small amount for the potential the business offers. So if we can think of it as a business and know that we've got to learn some skills, we need expertise. And this is where I believe so many new people go wrong, because they're not getting that training right at the beginning. They just go out all excited and talk to everyone. People say, how much does it cost? And they might tell them a figure and people, oh, I couldn't afford that. And people have no idea what they're saying no to. So we need people to be trained better at the beginning. Someone says, how much does it cost, for instance? A very simple answer to that is, well, it depends on what you decide. Depends what you need, what you choose, what you decide. If we're talking product, of course, I mean that. So just basic training like that and treating it like a business right from the beginning is so important. But getting back to leadership, learning to be a leader is your mission if you want success. That's really the mission, learning to be a leader. That's why you need mentoring, coaching. That's why you need your upline to train you and guide you. If you are that upline, that's why you need to train and guide your team. But if people don't follow the advice, change won't happen. That does happen. A lot of people think, well, I think this is a better way. As you said right at the beginning, Sharon, success leaves clues. I love that saying. And there are so many great leaders in Manatech that you can emulate. Everyone may not be your style. I may not be your style, but someone else may be. There's someone always that you can emulate and model yourself after. And truly, please remember that if we can do it, if the presidentials that already exist can do it, you can too. Because what you see as a presidential now isn't who they were at the beginning. If you've heard any of their stories, James Hannon's story, struggling, I think he was the one who couldn't buy shoes for his children. Things like this. Simon Cryer was in a mess. They all tell similar stories. And me, I thought things were over for me. You can do this. You can, and follow the clues of those people, follow the lead and get someone to mentor you and coach you and look for ways to grow yourself. And getting back to this other thing that Don talked about is the self-belief. This is one of the biggest things. When you understand it's your self-belief that's in the way, then you can deal with it. If you know that's what is in the way, you can then find ways to deal with it. But thinking about a leader that people want to follow, just think about it. Think about some of the leaders. And I just thought of a few characteristics we need to develop that I see in other leaders and I hope you see in me. And one of the things is they have a real energy about them. They're full of energy. They have fire in their belly. They're determined to go for what they want. They overcome obstacles. That's a huge factor. I've overcome huge obstacles in my journey, 12 and a half years. It hasn't been clear sailing by any means. Overcoming the obstacles is a major, and anyone who's a presidential has overcome a lot. I can assure you they've had more no's, more rejection, more disappointments than anybody who's not a presidential, because that's just part of the road. And that's part of this understanding what this business is about. That's part of understanding being prepared for what has to happen. When we get disappointments, if that knocks people out, it's really sad, because they need to understand that's part of the business. Everyone's not going to hear your message. Everyone didn't hear Jesus' message. Everyone's not going to hear our message. Just the way it is. As Jim Rohn says, it's just the way it is. Don't take that class. If you haven't heard those CDs, Day That Turned Your Life Around by Jim Rohn, I really encourage you to get hold of those 6 CDs. They are just amazing. There's plenty of material out there to teach you how to do this. There absolutely is. Leaders achieve also because they work hard. They do work hard. And that's one of the greatest things I've loved about JP Costa's bursting onto the Manatech stage, the young guy from South Africa who's a silver presidential. He made presidential in 10 months. And now he's a silver presidential and he's not 30 yet. And he said, you have to work hard. And I think that's great that he says that. I think people have thought this is just an income. You just, you know, you tell a few people and you hope things happen and you hope someone becomes a business builder and you hope. they take that passive income to mean passive means doing nothing. Passive income doesn't mean that. Passive means getting paid later for what you're doing now. You should never look at your hourly rate as a regional director or a national director, because you're not. You're sowing seeds and building up for passive income later. You'll keep getting paid for what you're not getting a good hourly rate for in the early days. So passive means not that you're not doing much, it means you're getting paid later for what you've done previously, just like an investor or someone's got shares or whatever, they're getting paid for the good investment they made over and over and over and over again. And that's what our business offers. Leaders also, though, they don't shirk responsibilities. They put their hand up and say, I'll go, send me. And that's one of the great messages that comes in that Leadership Revolution book. They give such incredible examples of people like George Washington and Horatio Nelson and so many other incredible people who just got down there in the trenches as leaders and said, send me. And Horatio Nelson, I think he lost an arm, he lost an eye, you know, and he was still out there. He defeated Napoleon Bonaparte with all those things. He just kept going. It's a really great book to read, that one. I encourage you. So let's get back to you and leadership. In your business, if you don't have the people you'd want, the hard thing I have to say is you just have to look in the mirror and say, would I like people in my business who do what I do? If you had a whole team of people giving their business what you do, what you give your business, would you be pleased? Maybe your answer is yes. Maybe it's no. This is a really good question, because first, you have to lead yourself. You have to become the leader others will want to follow. And this means leading yourself as far as organisation, planning, management, all those sort of things, working on your leadership skills, studying. We can spend so much time working outside, and I've done this with my team, getting so involved that I don't work on me. And that has to be an ongoing process. If you'd like people in your team to be doing 15 presentations a BP, you need to be doing that. If you'd like people growing every BP with more people joining, you need to be doing that. If you'd like people in your business qualifying for incentives, you need to be doing that. I haven't always done all these things. Let me say that. I'm not saying I've been perfect, but these are the things I've become aware that have to happen. And I'm pleased to say I did qualify for the South Pacific Cruise, so I'm very excited about that. And I certainly intend to qualify for Manifest. So we need to be looking at doing these things. How incredible is the Manifest incentive? When you really think about it, this company is going to give you a free trip of incredible inspiration and motivation because you built your own business and improved your life. It's amazing when you think about it. It's just a win-win. Your business grows to win the incentive, but it also means you get this incredible trip. So I think it's fabulous. Leaders follow leaders. If you want them to follow you, you have to become one. That's really, really the bottom line. I mentioned this self-belief a couple of times, and that's something I really want to touch on now, because it's a tricky subject, self-belief. We all get knocked around in our lives in various ways. And how do you get self-belief back if you've lost it a bit? And I've had lots of experience of that, so I hope I can help. Basically, self-belief comes from doing things that make you feel good about you. They may be small things. They may be small short-term goals, like planning your week and sticking to your plan. That'll make you feel good about yourself. I know I don't do it every day, but some days I write a list of what I want to achieve the next day. And I'll put small things on, like putting the washing on and hanging the washing out and making my bed. And just to tick those off the list makes me feel good. I think, oh, I've achieved things today. So it sounds silly, but anything that's going to make you feel better about yourself is very, very powerful. And even those small things of sticking to it. Maybe it might be committing to talk to one new person a day about their health or about their finances and actually doing it. The big key with this, though, is to remember every time you set a goal or a task for yourself, that you don't do, subconsciously you feel disappointed in yourself. This is a big issue. This is where the self-belief disappears. You let yourself down. You don't do things you say you're going to do. So if you're feeling a lack of self-belief, it has possibly been caused by the little things you've planned to achieve and they've not happened. Some of you know my story. After I made presidential relatively quickly, not as quick as JP, but 2 years and 4 months I got to presidential, and I was there for a year. Looking back, I can see it all now. I didn't work on myself. I floated along and really loved it. I kept working, but I wasn't working on myself to grow more. I thought I'd achieved this pinnacle of presidential. After 1 year, a few things went wrong. A number of things went wrong, actually. And the next thing I knew, I was back at executive director from presidential, and I was there for a whole year. And I felt so defeated, so down. I lost my self-confidence and belief. I was really a mess, to be honest. Eventually, I decided I was too much of a coward to commit suicide. And I did consider that. I was so down. I decided the only way was I had to make a new plan and I had to stick to it no matter what. I had to focus completely on what I was doing and make this new plan and stick to the plan. So I did make a new plan. I did some new things. I won't go into those today. But it worked. I re-qualified in 4 BPs after making that plan, and I've never dropped since. That was BP5 2007, and Ken Green's a great one. We have Ken Green at our Super Regionals in Newcastle and also the monthly training in Sydney, incredibly successful Silver Presidential. And Ken always tells us that they have consistently qualified as presidential for well over 200 BPs now in a row. And I thought, oh, I should work that out. And I realised it's, I think it's 104 for me now. So I'm very proud about that. But you don't just stay there by doing nothing, you know. It's constantly that self-improvement. So the only way back from wherever you are or forward is to plan things you need to do with your business and stick to the plan. And if you make an agreement with yourself, it is just important to keep that agreement as it is to keep agreements with other people. This is a really, really big point. If you invite someone to your home for dinner or to meet you for coffee or lunch or a presentation, whatever, we've all had presentations where people haven't turned up, what do you think of them? What do you think of it when people don't turn up, when they let you down? You don't think much, do you? You're pretty unimpressed. Sadly, we often take it as a slight on ourselves, which is terrible because it's not us, it's them. But this same process of committing to something for yourself and not doing it does have this same disappointing effect on you about you. Louis and Leonie, that's one of the big things they've asked with the three-point plan, who's the most important person in your business? And the answer to that question is you. It all rests on you. You really need to be careful about looking after you and your own belief. That is the core of your success. So the good news is, though, there's a remedy, and it's a homeopathic remedy. I'm playing with things. What caused the problem can fix the problem. That's what homeopathy is basically about. So the remedy, if you're feeling damaged in your self-belief for any reason at all, maybe dropping back a level like I did, having a lot of no's in a row, feeling like you just can't make it or nothing's worked for you, is to understand this power of agreements you've made with yourself. And by keeping agreements with yourself, your self-belief and confidence will return. So if you become conscious of making a decision that you're going to do something, setting yourself some small goal, you might just start writing a list that you're going to weed a corner of the garden, or you're going to clean the bathroom, or you're going to hang out the washing, those things I talked about. Actually have a list of achievements and do it in a day. Look at your list and say, well, I ticked off 10 things. You might not tick them all off, but you ticked off 10. You'll feel good. And that's what we need. We need to feel good. And when we feel good, things expand. So the really good news about going through this process of renewing your self-belief is your confidence, your belief in network marketing is the answer to your dreams. By going through that process for yourself, you'll not only become a leader, you'll also attract leaders. But I think we've been getting the cart before the horse. We've wanted the leaders to come. We've wanted the business builders to come. But we haven't been focusing enough on ourselves. And look, some of you may be, so please don't be offended by me saying that. I'm just talking about what I've seen in myself. And most importantly, and this is another big deal, you'll be able to coach your team in leadership. It is your role going forward. If you want this, if you want that secure passive income, if you want to be a presidential, a bronze, a silver, a gold, a platinum, any of these levels, you can't coach something that you don't know about. So you have to become that so you can coach it as well. And your major focus as leaders, of course, is to develop regional directors. This is the bottom line. Regional directors under you, then those you mentor and coach them and guide them up to the next level of being a national director. And then the national directors who want to grow more, want to work harder, go further, you help coach them to executive director and so on. And that's how a presidential business is built. It's a team effort with many leaders, and that's what gives you your passive, secure income, leaders. But you have to start with you. You have to become that leader. And I can assure you, as you become that leader, as you get your belief back in network marketing, if it's not as strong as it should be, develop that belief. As you get your self-belief, build your self-belief and read on leadership and learn how to become a leader, the GPV will follow. The leaders will be attracted to you because like attracts like. It's a physical law, like attracts like. So the more you become, and you'll find this, you'll have better prospects, you'll have better business people being attracted to joining your business. So we do have vacancies, Sharon.
All the things you're talking about, Karen, they're also the power of what we have, aren't they? That, you know, that ability to harness the power of leverage. That's something that I think is so powerful yet so poorly understood sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. And it's sitting back and looking at what this business is about, seeing it as a business, seeing what it's offering you personally. We only have one life that we know about. And you're in Manatech. You've come on this call because you want more, I believe. You wouldn't be on this call. So we have to sort of really look at our life seriously and say, am I doing the things that I need to do to make this work? And I just really encourage you. Manatech needs leaders. There's no doubt about that. Malnourished children in all the world need leaders. They need us. I think the world needs leaders, actually. I think we're sadly lacking. The other thing I wanted to mention, and this is just why it's so great to go to the Super Regionals. The leadership nights are amazing. Everyone just got so much out of it in Newcastle, was it last weekend, on the leadership night. And I'm going to tell you something James Hannon said. Ken Green comes up with some most incredible things. It's just such a great event. But James said something that I thought was really profound. It might be a subject I'm not able to explain very well. You might have to go away and think about it, but I get it for me. And he said, people do what they want, not what they need. And it's true. People do what they want. So he said, the real trick to success is turning your needs into wants. I've thought about it a lot. A lot of people need our products. There's a classic example. But they don't want them enough to enroll people to get the money to pay for them. That's an example. They might need things, they might need them, but the want's not enough for them to do what it takes. People may need more money, but they don't want to work hard. People may need their business to grow, but they don't want to read leadership books, or they don't want to talk to more people. So if we can start to look at our needs and make them our wants, it'll change our life. I think I did that. I needed more money. I needed my own home. I'd sort of given up. But once I sort of really wanted it, it became the thing I did. It's a subtle sort of subject, but it's worth thinking about. Thinking about what your needs are and what your wants are, and can you make your needs into your wants, and then you'll be driven to do something about it. Mm. And it gets back to focus, what you're really focusing on. And it also gets back to your self-belief. Your self-belief is probably the biggest undoing factor in your dreams. And I think that's a major thing to work on.
And Karen, do you have any tips? How do you make your need a want?
I'll talk about it with leadership. For me to become a silver, a gold and a platinum, I need leaders. Now, I can wish and want for leaders, but I've had to apply all this myself and say, okay, I have to become more. I have to become better at mentoring and coaching the people in my team who can become those presidentials. So I want it so much.
Yep.
That it does that make sense?
Yep.
I want to be a platinum, and I want it for lots of reasons. I want it because it's there. I want just the achievement of it, like someone wants to climb Mount Everest. I certainly don't want to do that. But I want to be a platinum because it's an achievement and I know my life will have counted for something. But, of course, that the massive ramifications of me becoming a platinum is that I'll have many presidentials in my business who are leaders, who have changed thousands and thousands of lives, thousands and thousands of malnourished children will be saved because I turned that need into a want by wanting it enough to change what I do. I'm comfortable. I'm 64. I could easily stop. That's not what I want to do. I want to go on. And it's been times I've wanted to stop. So I had to change the need. I don't know if I'm explaining myself well, but I have a new surge. The three-point plan brought that for me, a new surge, new inspiration, new hope. I love the events. I love that we're working together as groups. It's been fabulous working with Ken Green and James Hannon. We're so different. We're like three points of a triangle, and doing those super regionals in Newcastle has been incredible. But everyone's getting the benefit of our mixture, you know. So it's like a whole new business, I believe, with the three-point plan. And it's all laid out. And the one coming up in Brisbane, James will be coming for that. And Simon Cryer will be involved. So that's going to be great as well. So you've got all this talent, all these people. But it's just back to you. Do you really want it? Are you really prepared to look at yourself and want more? Yes, I need this. And yes, I need that. But do you want it enough to do something different, to work on yourself? Turn your needs into wants and everything will change.
That's potent, Karen, I think, you know, and something. Ladies and gentlemen, some of this coaching that we get so freely every Saturday morning is worth hundreds of dollars if you were to go on to the regular market, outside network marketing. It's such a blessing that we have these people who've worked so hard to be successful and overcome themselves, as Karen's talking about, and then freely share it at these, especially the regional meetings. You'll have all the top leaders giving you everything they've got.
Absolutely.
And so, Karen, I might open to see if anybody has any questions. Would that be okay?
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be great.
Okay, so if something that Karen has mentioned today as in the journey towards more and more accomplished leadership, if you have a question, please just, when I open the call, just say your name and I'll call on you. Go ahead.
Hi, Karen. It's Irene McKellar here. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Earlier you mentioned some CDs by Jim Rohn and I just didn't catch the beginning of the title.
The title is The Day That Turns Your World Around. It's a 6-CD set.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Irene. Anybody, any other questions?
Yes, Sharon.
Yeah, what's your name?
Narina.
Narina, welcome.
Thank you. I just want to ask, the book that Sharon mentioned, The Leadership Revolution,
yes.
Who's the author of that book?
There's two authors, Chris Brady, with a C, Chris Brady, and Orrin Woodward, O-R-R-I-N, Orrin Woodward. So you
Thank
can
you,
buy
ma'am.
That on Amazon or... I don't think you'll probably find it in bookshops. You'll probably have to buy it online.
Okay, thank you. I really enjoyed it this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Any other questions?
Hi, this is Gary Knapp speaking. Hi, Karen. Hello, Gary.
I know that you went to the and actually visited the orphanages last year on the Mexico incentive. I'm just wondering if you could share a bit about the experience that you had when you did that.
Heart-wrenching is the first words that come to mind, I guess, Gary. It was just amazing. I've been twice, actually, because the year I was Associate of the Year, part of my incentive was to go to Mexico as well then. And we went to one orphanage that was just heartbreaking. I mean, there was this one little girl I remember who'd come in as a tiny baby, brain damaged and not moving. You know, she just couldn't move. By the time we got there, she's 18 months old, she's in a high chair and she's making eye contact, she's moving, she's making noises. I mean, they said it's just dramatic. Through getting this phytoblend in their food, the changes in this child. That was just one example. I mean, we took manna bears and I was giving her manna bears and she really knew how to demand for more manna bears. She made herself heard. She had more manna bears than any other child, even though she was only 18 months old. And this is a brain-damaged child that was just immobile, flat on the back as a baby. So that was one really dramatic case I saw. But it's just the whole issue. It's not just the sickness. It's the brain development. That was profound. So many of the children, you know, couldn't keep going to school past about 11 or 12 because their brains couldn't learn. They were so malnourished they couldn't learn. The last time we went, it was just dramatic. These girls in this orphanage, they were 14 and 15, planning futures as doctors. And the other profound thing was that brain damage. And the children, you just had to give up their education, 11 and 12, a lot of them, because they just couldn't learn anymore. And, you know, we had young women. They were so amazing. I mean, you almost thought, why are we here? They were really going ahead so much, planning careers as doctors and all sorts of things and just going to help change the face of Mexico. So this is it. We don't realise how far-reaching this is. We think, oh, well, we're saving a malnourished child from dying. But when they start to become more intelligent and able to learn more and go and get a further education, they can start to change the whole country of Mexico, the whole culture of Mexico, which is terrible. Of crime and drugs and poverty. You know, we can't even imagine what we're doing and the far-reaching effects of what it can have in these countries.
Contributing to society instead of being a burden on it.
Exactly.
You really saw the benefits of the Mission 5 Million in action.
Absolutely. It's really tragic because in most of the orphanages, the girls can only stay there till they're 16, I think it was 15 or 16, they have to leave. They can't be funded any longer because none of the orphanages, it's disgusting, none of the orphanages in Mexico are funded. The government doesn't give any money to those orphanages. They're all just run by volunteers, nuns. Oh, and not only that, the Catholic Church, which most of them doesn't give them any money. I'm sorry to say that out loud if anyone's a Catholic, but I thought that was just sad. It's terrible. Really old nuns, some of them with walkers, well into their 80s, running these shows. So what happens when they die? But when these girls have to leave, if they leave that orphanage, they have to go out of that orphanage. If they don't have family, anyone to go to, they just end up in prostitution because they have really no other way to survive. Whereas now, on this last visit, you know, we met these girls who are going to go to uni and they know they can get good jobs because of they're getting a good education and able to learn. So their whole world is going to be different. So there's so many things we're stopping as well as creating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound, Gary, very profound.
Excellent. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Gary. So, Karen, what would you like to say in completion to the leaders and budding leaders, ever-improving leaders on the call now?
Well, I'd just like to say, seriously, we really need you. We really do need you to become a bigger leader and a better leader and to help more people. You've got this opportunity to change your life, and I truly believe it starts with yourself. The only person you've got control over in your life is yourself. We've already established the most important person in your business is you, and the only person you can change. I'm sure many of you have tried to change husbands and wives and partners and children with no success. We can't change anybody. The only person is ourselves, but that's the only person you have to change. That's my simple message. If you want this to happen, you can. You are not restricted in any way, only by yourself, and we need you. So the world needs you. I hope today's been helpful and encouraging, and we have a flurry of presidentials bursting forth in Australia because we need it.
Such integral advice, Karen. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.